radio debut since leaving the house, so it feels really good. Thank you.
Yes, I'm Dana. I'm here with the Big Time with Whitney Allen, and I have Elena.
Hi, y'all.
How does it feel to be finally over?
I don't know. I don't think I've stopped to process any of my feelings yet. It's definitely surreal. You know, even coming into the house, it doesn't feel real.
Right.
Living in the house doesn't feel real. I'm not 100% certain I'm talking to you right now.
So. Is this real life?
I know. Like, pinch me. But no, it's good. I honestly can't wait to get through this and talk to my mom.
Aw. We were just joking about being in radio and whatnot. Are you going to rejoin the Kid Craddock Show? Is there a spot for you?
I don't think so.
Oh, you know?
I really don't think so. I don't see myself landing there again. You know, I couldn't be more honored to serve for the Kid Craddock Show. I mean, it's
phenomenal.
Giant.
Yeah.
Kid Craddock is a legend. He's
iconic.
Absolutely iconic. He's my mentor in every single way. Kelly Raspberry, the same. I honestly, it's just having my name tied to that in any way is incredible. But I'm excited to see what they've been up to.
Yeah.
And see what's been going on over there. I think they were launching a TV show, and you know, I hope they miss me a little bit. I miss them, but they're set. You know, they have four co-hosts, and I'm ready to make not just a lateral move, but a step up in my career. So I don't know where that's going to
be. We'll get you your own syndicated show.
Yeah, I mean, like, I am available for hire.
Anyone listening, Westwood One, CBS.
Hello, can you guys hear me? I'm jobless. I'm not sure if I'm homeless. My lease is up in October, so it's kind of one of those things. Like, I'll return to Dallas, and I might have a house, or I might not.
Oh no.
So I hope you're rooting for me.
Yeah, everyone, go find me, Elena.
Yeah, I'm like, if you're hiring, if you want to pay me money to do a job, preferably just say funny things, let me know.
You'll nail it.
Yeah.
So you got into a showmance early on with Mark. We can't do this interview and not talk about Mark.
I know. I have a feeling I'll be talking about Mark.
All night.
Almost as much as he'll be talking about me tonight.
Where do you see the future in that? He's in New York.
He's in Buffalo, New York. I'm in Dallas, Texas. So, like, the commute's a little bit inconvenient.
Yeah, it's a little far.
Yeah, so I think the plan for now is
I think he's eavesdropping on you right now, by
is
the way.
He? Oh, hi, Mark.
He gave her a kiss.
That's
Stop
adorable.
It.
Gross. Get away from me. I think the plan for now is that we're going to spend some time together in LA after this wraps up, and then probably head home separately.
Uh-huh.
And I think he's going to come spend some time in Dallas with me.
Yeah.
And we'll just see. I mean, the thing I've said about showmances from the beginning is I don't feel like I execute and navigate relationships in the real world.
Oh, I'm right there with
very
you.
Well,
yeah.
So, like, why should I give it a try on network television? And I was pretty adamant about that. And then here come Josh and Mark on day one, like, hey, I like you.
Oh,
I'm like,
Josh is all about you.
I'm like, I haven't been hit on in real life since like 2007. I'm surprised. Is this a Bumble message? Are you swiping right on me? Like, I don't understand the dynamic here. So I was very shocked. I tried to avoid it. And obviously I didn't. You know, Mark is a charmer and he finally got to me. But I tried to push him away. I was like, I don't know if I want to do relationship on TV. I've got to be awkward. And I'm pretty sure I was. So,
no.
But he's way, way too good for me. So
aww.
I'll try to hang on to him as long as I can, I guess.
So you've been in the jury house, locked away from the internet and everything. This season has really upset a lot of people for its bullying, mainly with Paul and Josh and Raven and all that. How do you feel the bullying was in the house? Do you think it was there, or is it just more obvious to us?
I love that you're asking me this question, specifically because that was my question to Paul in the middle of...
And he denied it, which we all went crazy.
Yeah, I'm like, hi, knock, knock, are you home? Were you there? Did you participate in the same Big Brother season I did?
Hello.
I'm not a fan of bullying. I tried adamantly not to participate in any of that. Obviously, I had some voice altercations, some words battles, as they come in the Big Brother house. But yeah, the fact that people would gang up against people, I'm not a fan of. Now, I probably could slap myself on the wrist for saying that I didn't stand up for people as much as I wanted to.
Uh-huh.
The funny thing about the Big Brother house is no matter what you do, you're wrong.
Right.
So if you don't speak up enough, you're wrong.
Yeah.
If you speak up too much, you're wrong. So navigating that whilst being in an environment that bullying tactics were being employed is absolutely terrifying and kind of overwhelming. It's like, what do I do to stand true to my moral compass, but also not get evicted tomorrow.
Yeah.
I can't support it. I don't like it. I didn't participate in it.
Yeah.
And I hope that, you know, America sees that it's not okay, even as adults,
right,
even to make it TV entertaining. It's,
exactly.
It's never okay.
There has to be a line, even in the name of the game. I think there's a line not to be crossed, you and know, it definitely was.
People say, like, it's just a game, don't take it personal. But at the end of the day, we are real human beings participating in a real game.
Uh-huh.
And there's always going to be lines blurred. There's always going to be some overlap and stuff like that. Just because this is a game doesn't mean that I'm unaffected by
right.
it. As my human self, entering this experience and exiting this experience is going from normal to crazy. I mean, this affected my life.
Right.
So I think that's important to kind of keep in your pocket as you're living in the Big Brother house for you future Big Brother participants.
Let's talk Raven real fast, the puppet master.
Oh my gosh.
Use air quotes.
Thank you.
She has a long list of things wrong with her. She has rough kneecap syndrome, inverted spine. That's green. I don't remember.
Gastroparesis. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, you get it. Okay. So.
Well, you're wearing green in support. Am I wrong?
Oh, no. I didn't think about that. Shoot. She'll love it. Okay.
Shoot. So
oh, yeah, I do.
That's what I get for calling you out.
She's going to say that we did that.
Yeah, I'm certain.
How true is this laundry list of things, do you think?
You know, hold on. Is your skirt green? Are you wearing
yeah,
green
oh,
too?
You are.
All right. This is ridiculous. Okay. You know, I'm going to say that this is a challenging question to answer just mm-hmm. because I am not privy to all of the information about Raven.
Okay.
And I hate to speak poorly about anyone's situation, but from what I gathered early on is there may be like some extreme exaggeration
yes.
with everything involved in Raven.
Okay.
I picked that up. It was like a kind of just a vibe that I got. I was like, uh-huh. are we 100% certain that you're telling the truth right now about this? And so that
Matt got next to us?
Okay. Yeah, Matt's next to us in the red carpet line. So
let's just say there was a hashtag trending US-wide, hashtag Raven Exposed Party.
I heard about this. It's my 15 minutes off stage and I've already been notified just because, okay, so Jessica and I will say this, Jessica and I in the house live very parallel lives. We think similarly. Like, she was my kind of go-to girl and, uh-huh. and always. And we had so many conversations with our eyeballs about Raven. We're just like, okay, you're thinking the same thing I'm thinking right now. Like, we didn't even have to say anything.
Right.
We just looked at each other like, yep, noted. Saw that. Uh-huh. Ridiculous.
Got
absolutely
it.
Untrue. Where'd your accent go? I don't know. I'm like, So I think there's probably some fakeness there. And I appreciate my relationship with Raven. I will maintain it as long as nothing super horrible was said about me, probably. But I'm honestly, let's talk Puppet Master because
honestly, your reaction was amazing and was all of us.
That's what started this question. I totally forgot until just now. I'm like, Raven. Okay, you're the Puppet Master. Did you nominate yourself to be on the block? Did you vote to evict yourself? Are you Beyonce's nephew? Do you paint your toenails with bacon grease? How delusional are you? Like, I'm very confused. Like, what else is going on up here? Like, should we be concerned more about your mental health than your physical health? Like,
oh my God, yes.
You did not Puppet Master. I am so sorry.
It is all of America's thought.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many conversations I've had about that. And every single time I get... I'm actually like validated in it and just as mad.
Yeah.
Like it's very mixed emotions, but it's fun.
Oh my gosh. Well, Lena, it was amazing to talk to you. It was great to meet you. And
thank you.
We hope nothing but good things for you. Hire Lena.
Hire me. I'm available. At Elena Davies. I'll send you my resume.